You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. I hope you're all doing really well and having a great week. We'll get straight into the three card pull. If you've watched the show before, you know that I will get you all to tune in to whether you're drawn to card one, two, or three, and see if the message is relevant for you. Remember, it's a collective, it's a message for the collective, so you may need to sort of adapt it to your life and see how it fits in your life. It could also be a message for somebody else, and maybe you need to pass it on. Or it could be something you just need to sort of keep it on, you know, the back of your mind, and it might be an answer for you very soon. Okay, all right. If you have been drawn to card one, it's this one here. I'm using an angel deck. Okay, and there is a message on these cards, and it says an illusion of being trapped, a lack of self-confidence, and afraid to take action. When I'm holding this card and tuning into it, this could have to do with relationships, whether it's a partner or somebody else, a work colleague, whatever. But I do feel like there are choices around this, and emotions can be sort of like a bit sort of heightened at the moment. I am being told to say communication is a must right now, to make sure that you communicate properly and clearly, and that also whoever the other person is concerning this can communicate to you very well and clearly as well, so you understand where you are. The second card is the Ten of Fire, which is this one here. Now, this card came out upside down. It does have too much work, accept help from others, life is out of balance, stress-related health concerns. Now, when it comes, upside down, it is sort of generally kind of like the opposite. And I do feel like, you know, maybe you don't want to let go of things. You still, even though a 10 is an end of a cycle, maybe you're not ready to let go of things, you know. And I feel like there needs to be like an awakening now, where you kind of like take a pause, you know, look at things from a different perspective, and sort of, you know, maybe start thinking a little bit sort of like about yourself, all right, in your situation. I am also hearing declutter your mind, declutter your emotions, your whole self really, and start like anew. Accept old experiences and situations, and kind of like work through them and look at them differently from a more positive angle, and, you know, delegate if you have to. I feel like you just need to take a lot of workload off you, whether it's work or even at the home, okay? If you are drawn to card three, it is the Emperor, which is this one here. It does have organization and logic, structure and discipline, and it also has leadership. When I'm holding this card, I do feel like, you know, you need to ask for some help, some protection, some assistance from Archangel Michael. It does have his name on the card as well. I just feel like there needs to be some healing from grievances or sorrow, some sadness. There needs to be some forgiveness here, whether this is personal or work-related. There is also I feel like there's also movement here, like moving on from something, finding relief, having like hope again. I'm hearing new opportunities gained from different experiences, from different work, from different partners. Okay, so please take all those messages as they resonate for you. Okay. Now I have my caller on the line. I believe I've got Anthony.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you, Anthony?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How can I help you today?
So right now, just looking over general spiritual guidance, kind of where I'm at in my journey. I did catch the last little bit of your last card that you did for the collective, and that actually hit me really well. So,
yeah, well, you can watch it, you know, later after we get off the line and, see, you know, the full message if you only got a little bit of it. In terms of your spiritual guidance, look, I do feel like you connect with spirit. I also feel like there could be some apprehension or maybe some maybe nervousness or fear around it as well, where you're not really sure of how to proceed with this or even like how to what to do with it. I've got to tell you, Anthony, I'm here while I'm talking to you, I keep hearing like he's going to prophesy. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, definitely. I've been really learning on my journey of my sole purpose and what I'm here on Earth to do. And this has a lot to do with that sharing information, that leadership that we talked about with the Emperor card and things like that. Right now, I just started a new position with... as an everyday expert with a counseling app, and which is similar to a PRSS. And it's definitely been the past weekend was a rough couple of days as far as my journey went, but I've had, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then of course today, to kind of ponder and reflect over how that journey affected me over the weekend and how I can use it for the betterment of my future.
Yeah, I do feel like you're a very honest person, and I feel like you like the honesty, right, you know, of people around you. I do feel like there has been some deceit around you where you feel like you haven't trusted maybe even your instincts and your intuition. But spirit is saying just, you know, hang on, you know, trust yourself. Even when there's challenges, you know, just continue to tune into your intuition, all right? Now, you maybe, you know, lacking in that, but when I was shuffling my cards before the show to see which cards Spirit were going to push me towards, you know, the High Priestess flew out all three decks, okay? So it's no surprise to me that you're asking me this question. You're going to get everything that you want, okay? You need to find some balance. You do have choices coming up. I feel like your spiritual journey is going to be like your little baby. It's going to be something that you grow, you know, like within yourself. But I do feel there's still things that you need to learn about this, okay? So whether you need to sort of like study a little bit more, familiarize yourself a bit more. Are you religious at all, Anthony?
Yes, I am a metaphysical practitioner.
Okay, because Spirit are handing me a Bible and they're tapping on it, all right? So I do feel like you will gain some wisdom through Scripture as well. Start from the Old Testament and work through, okay? There is a lot of, look, I'm feeling like there's a lot of good things around you. I also want to say there's going to be a bit of like karmic justice, not for you, but for other people. So I feel like you have what I like to call like the enemy, you know, people when they come and they sort of like attack us, whether it's verbally, you know, trying to steer us off our path, you know, things like that. And, you know, Spirit are like, you know, all those people that have not served you to serve Spirit are going to be removed. You're going to have a clearer path ahead and they're going to light the way for you. You just need to ask for a clear path forward for yourself. There are definitely like new beginnings here. You know, Spirit are just showing me you like a bird, you know, with wings and just flying. They're just saying you need to be very dedicated and committed to it, because none of this is going to be easy, all right? They're showing me a lot of ups and downs. The reason for that, Spirit is saying that every time you fall and you get up, you will be much stronger spiritually. Every disadvantage, every misfortune in your life has been placed there not to hurt you, not to challenge you per se, but to make you grow, to make you discover who you are, to make you understand that Spirit is with you, okay? You need to, they're just showing me you head down, foot, one in front of the other. Does that make sense for you?
It hits me 100%. I've definitely been working on that. And I actually, when I got back home from the rough weekend and I was talking with my partner Tuesday, was a little bit rough in the start of the morning. But that was because of that. And my partner did tell me there is a lot of energy that he sensed that was coming after me, as you just described, that was working against me or was not leading the way that I was trying. I'm meant and trying to lead, and all that energy is being removed. And he actually gave me a bracelet, and there's a pretty powerful protection spell on it. I've felt it as soon as I put it on, and I definitely have this understanding and reminding of myself that I'm not going to let any of the past decide the fate of my future.
That's correct, and you just have to keep protecting yourself, because it's not over. All right, you will still be getting those kind of attacks, okay? So you just need to keep clearing your energies, keep releasing yourself from any karmic things that you may have lingering, you know, in your life, you know. If there's anything you feel remorseful about, you know, release yourself from it, you know, sort of like forgive yourself, ask for forgiveness from Spirit. And just release all of that so that, you know, the enemy cannot attack you all the time.